The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is Nikki Heyman, and it's a little light at the table today. Maybe it's just because the weather's gotten better. A rare sight as a wild shotgun appears. What does he use on us today?
Well, I have an announcement to make. I don't know how many of you people follow me on Twitter or Instagram. You should all be following me. Two things. Number one, I have a new show out.
Awesome.
Yes, it's called the Weekly Top 5 on Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Yes, I sold out to the devil.
Dude, if I had a soundboard, I would be New Day shaming you up and down, left and right.
I mean, it's with a really good friend of mine. We've been friends for over like 10 years, so it's like I had to do it.
It's cool. It's cool. As long as you're having fun.
Yeah. You can catch us every Wednesday at 10 p.m. The Weekly Top 5 indie Tag Teams with Archie and Shotgun.
There we go. And make sure you plug that at the end of the show.
Also, the second thing is I'm trolling Donald Trump on Twitter.
Why?
Why not?
Yes, we are one day away from Trump's term starting. Hello, folks.
Oh, yeah. And that lovely deep voice you hear is our chief high muckety muck, Carl Chenier.
Lovely deep, but sick as a dog again because of ever-changing weather in Louisiana. Up, down, up, down. And no, Austin, that's not a plug to you either.
Now, you know, this isn't red state, blue state, but I would really love a rooftop and some Wi-Fi so I can just sit and watch the chaos.
Make sure you have your bread and milk ready to go, too.
I'm still going to have a full fridge. The lights will still be on. I got a job on Monday. I don't care. So, our final person at the table is somebody who is only minorly affected by what's going on over here in the States, and that would be Bad News Beeman.
Mildly, that shit's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, we're not going to talk about Trump because we're not talking about WrestleMania 23. We're going to talk about a few other wonderful things. If you were not further engaged in playoff football this past weekend, I'm sure your eyes were locked to the WWE Network and their UK tournament. A wonderful single elimination tournament with some of the top stars in the UK representing all areas, much to William Regal's delight, at least three that were marked from Blackpool and one directly billed from Blackpool. Shotgun, did you get to see any of this?
I didn't get to see it because I was working on Sunday, so, yeah. I do hear it was fantastic, though, and I cannot wait to watch it on the WWE Network when I get the chance.
Then I'll warn you now, there might be a spoiler or two coming up.
At this point, spoilers don't matter to me.
There you go. Shane, what'd you think? Did you get to see it?
Yeah, I'll watch some of it. I think I'm just trying to remember which one he was. I just call him Finn Balor 2.0.
Jordan Devlin?
Yes, Jordan Devlin. I think Jordan Devlin really needs to start wrestling more of his own style, because when I watched his match, I felt like I was watching a junior version of Finn Balor in the ring. I was like, eh. I'm like, I want to see who you are, not a copy of Finn Balor. But Pete Dunne stood out to me, especially when he kicked the crap out of old mate. That was.
I loved his heel work, and it was everything in Regal's power to not smile about it. I really enjoyed Dunn's heel work. Jordan Devlin, when he wasn't pretending to be Finn Balor, his gradual heel turn since the crowd decided to just chant "You're not Balor" during his first match. I liked the fact that Devlin was willing to slide all the way over to that Wolfgang Wolfie to his friends. I just want to pick up and hug, or have him pick me up and hug me back. Mark Andrews, who is no stranger to the States, is a lovely high-flying addition. He has 205 Live written all over him. I enjoyed his matches.
Yeah, Dixie, another one of your TNA boys on WWE TV. Just saying.
And I wasn't aware. I
didn't. Mandrews.
I know, but how? When's the last time I watched TNA?
Oh, true. This is true.
So, you know, out of this crew, my short list. Then again, you know, I know that, you know, we're only going to have one champion, but just like any other competition in WWE, half of these guys are going to get contracts. So give me Devlin, give me Wolfgang, give me Peter Dunne, give me Mark Andrews, give me Sam Gradwell, your William Regal's son from Blackpool, and give me Tyler Bate, and I would like him to tag with Sam Gallagher as the Gentleman's Club in a long-lasting feud with the Vaudevillains and just humiliate him to high humanity. Anyway.
Are you talking about the dude that was all Raw with the mustache?
I don't know if... Was Tyler on Raw this week?
No, I'm talking about the other guy. Sam whatever.
Oh, Sam Gradwell? No, he wasn't. That wasn't him.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the guy I think Nikki's talking about. Yeah, he definitely looks like a ringer for Gallagher's twin, whatever.
Yeah, I was actually talking about him.
Yeah, Tyler Jack Bate, who? Gallagher. Jack Gallagher. Sorry.
Jack Gallagher. Yeah, that was it. That was it.
He looks like Gallagher's older brother, or Jamie Hyneman, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, just forgive me, folks. I'm kind of going in this a little blind.
But 19 going on 30. Very crisp work. You know, very, very poised in the ring. Shotgun, you pay very close attention to the man with the waxed mustache when you watch the tournament.
Anybody who's got enough dedication to wax a mustache is someone I feel like getting behind.
You'll enjoy his stuff. You've probably already seen some of Mark Andrews' work through TNA. Trent Seven has probably crossed your radar at least once. Like I said, you know, my short list, these guys, you know, Trent Seven, Devlin, Gradwell, Wolfgang, Dunn, Andrews, and Tyler Bate. Sign them all now.
Please sign them. Please sign them.
I'm sure they will.
Well, apparently there is some contract stuff involved with the tournament, because did you notice that Zack Sabre Jr. wasn't invited either?
Yeah, and that's weird considering he's like considered the best wrestler to come out of Britain in years.
And he's looking at it like, well, I can make your money, WWE, or I can make a lot more money if I keep bouncing around the indies like I'm doing right now. Come back to me.
Hey, that's the spirit.
And that has served somebody else very well, but But I'll talk to him. I'll talk about him in just a second because I want to also point out a bonus match that had a little bit of a story to it. Neville came out for a breather match before the finals, complaining that he wasn't invited to this tournament, just like he wasn't invited to the Cruiserweight Classic, that he continues to be overlooked as the king of the cruiserweights. Bring me somebody to beat up. And they said, okay, we'll bring you somebody you probably haven't had a chance to fight anymore. And out comes Tommy End.
Can I just say something right now?
Sure.
I absolutely adore Neville as a heel. Like, I never thought he could actually pull it off, but... No.
I'm blown away. I am absolutely blown away. He's doing the King stuff that I thought Barrett could do a whole lot better.
But it's just... It's amazing because you look at him and you look at his whole career. You don't think of Neville. You don't think of Pac as, like, heel material.
No.
Look at him. But holy hell, he's pulling it off. Hats to him.
Yeah. I mean, the beard of evil, the pseudo-royal demeanor, the fact that they're giving him time in multiple places to show up and discuss this and complain about it. And, you know, he wants to tear Rich Swann to pieces, and I really think he can do it.
To be honest, it's eerily reminiscent of... a certain kind of heel turn. What was the one I'm thinking of? He had a really big nose.
Oh, you're talking about the guy in the suit that was talking about kingdoms when the tournament started. You know, the evil boss, the evil king, Dr. Levesque.
Yeah, that's it. I think wasn't he called like Helmsley or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the evil boss got to go out there and enjoy the fruits of his labor. As he says, every kingdom has a beginning. Yes, yes, Hunter, yours started in 04-05. Hi.
No, I feel like this is eerily reminiscent of like summer 1999 Triple H, just when he was beginning to become top heel, and he was like, I am the effing game, you know?
Yeah.
This is it. This is a lot like that, and I dig it, you know?
There you go.
So, go ahead.
No. Finish your thought.
Hopefully we get to see a lot more of this heel Neville act, because I'm digging it.
Keep your eyes peeled, because he's popped up. He popped up on Raw. He popped up on 205 Live. He's got the match with Rich Swann at the Rumble.
Yeah, and I have a slightly different opinion on heel now. I was like, I'm still got to get used to it just a little bit. I'm like, huh?
The beard of evil helps me, but...
Was he ever that heelish in NXT?
Not that I recall. And in fact, that comes up on the commentary table. They all look at, they all give Corey Graves a look, and he's like, I've never seen this before either.
Speaking of heels, we'll get to that when we get to the other show. Someone who should have been heel long ago.
Mm.
We'll get there.
Now, I mentioned that the absence of Zack Sabre Jr. I've also, you know, we had also had talked a little bit about Wrestle Kingdom over the last couple of weeks. So we're at will he or won't he with Kenny Omega. Who did I just interrupt?
No, go ahead. It's your show.
Okay. Apparently, Omega had been approached by WWE in the last year or two, and he said, no, you know, come back around to me. I think I can still make an impact over here. So he spent a year raising his stock. And I think that he could just happily lean back and look Hunter square in the eye and said, give me the AJ Styles deal or I'm going to stay in Japan.
You know, to be really honest with you, and I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this, I've never really been into Omega. You know, it just feels like it's a little too silly. You know what I mean?
I don't follow.
Okay. So so we all know that Kenny Omega is the same dude who wrestled a 9-year-old and a blow-up doll.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know him as the cleaner. But at the same time, there's just so much goofy stuff that he does that really kind of turns me off to him. Like the way he walks to the ring and sings along to his theme and uses his broom as a microphone. I mean, and the whole thing between him and the Young Bucks, it just feels like they're making more of a parody of wrestling than anything else. The super kicks thing does not help.
No. No, but there's better uses for super kicks, and Carl alluded to that. We will get to him because I definitely need to talk about that. But I want to talk about somebody else. I want to talk about a guy who, you know, who thinks he, who knows he's a man and probably thinks he's a superhero, but he's a dork. He is a huge dork. He is a Dorcas Maximus, in the words of another Hall of Famer. Congratulations, Kurt. ESPN broke the news on Monday with WWE's blessing. And maybe, just maybe, this will get Kurt to stop doing stupid shit in the ring.
It's Kurt. I probably wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, not freaking likely.
I've already seen jokes that they're going to set up a special podium for him to do a moonsault off of before he starts his speech.
He'd do it, too.
Yes, he would.
He would, yeah.
I'm just kind of hoping what'll happen is they'll play his music, everybody chanting, "You suck," and he'll stop and he says, "You know what, play my music again. I've missed this." And then he lays down on the floor while they play it again.
I'd lose it if he came out to his original song of "I Don't Suck." So I'd be like, no.
That would actually be awesome. I actually like that song, and I'm not apologizing for it.
No, don't.
Yeah.
I would love to see, you know, I was racking my brain. Angle wants Austin to induct him, but my vote was for Shane.
No, I can see why he wants Austin to do it, due to the fact that everyone remembers the great partnership those two had during the Alliance era, and I think that's where this is going. We're going to see some major dork and doofosity moments in this.
Yeah, like Austin going into the kiddie pool.
Not that. I think Kurt's going to come out with his
little cowboy hat.
With his cowboy hat, and not, he'll give his ukulele to Austin and be like, "Come on, man, fall times."
I'm thinking he wants Austin because Kurt's pretty much sit and shoot interviews, and of course, like on JR's podcast, Austin pretty much took care of him during that initial run because he was still so green in the business.
Well, and a lot of people have said that Angle's probably one of the most adaptive wrestlers they've ever had.
Yeah, even he would tell you that.
So, okay, we'll put him in the Hall of Fame, but I require sometime between now and WrestleMania, or even just at Mania, Kurt Angle in the same room with American Alpha. I don't care how. If Shelton's healthy, he can be there too. If Charlie Haas is bored, he can be there too.
Oh, even just even those two, even if it's those two doing a parody of American Alpha and Kurt Angle coming in going, "Hey, you're Jason Jordan, aren't you?" That'll sell it for me.
And that pretty much confirms Taker ain't going in this year.
Ready, willing, and Gable versus Haas of Pain. Which pun wins?
You know, the self-proclaimed world's greatest tag team versus American Alpha with Kurt Angle as a special guest referee. Money.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're fine.
Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Hangle.
God.
Oh.
Isn't Charlie retired now?
I don't know.
He's like New Age Terry Funk.
I don't hear his name very often. And
I think he's just enjoying family life of his wife and kids, as far as I know.
I think so. I don't know.
I don't either. But like I said, give me Angle with American Alpha for something.
I'm sure they'll do something with him besides the usual Hall of Fame introduction there.
I actually have a better idea.
Uh-oh.
Angle meets Swagger.
Oh, that was a match I would have liked seeing 2-3 years ago.
No.
Maybe 5 years ago.
I want to see Swagger and Angle purely for the reappearance of the Swagger Soaring Eagle.
Please?
And then just look at Kurt's expression. That's all I want to give him a paycheck for. Just that.
I would pay money for those two to have a match with the Swagger Soaring Eagle as a surprise guest referee.
I can't remember the last time Swagger was on any kind of TV over there.
It's been a while. He jumped shows, and that was supposed to be a fresh start for him, and fell off the map again.
What, are he injured?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Just like something about somebody else who's we haven't heard much from since? Which we'll talk about when we get to that other show, because there's a little story that I found.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I'll go ahead and push ahead here to Raw, which had a few little standout segments. One that could have gone about 5 minutes less was the Charlotte and Bayley segment, but I was actually I was actually invested in this.
I don't mind anything Bayley related.
Yeah, I don't mind anything Bayley related. It was just. There was one part I wish wasn't in it.
And that was? And
that was the poem. I was like,
Yeah, that was kind of... I think that was force-fed.
I could have done without that, because I'm like... Because that sort of killed the promo from Bayley. Everything about that promo was going good, and it's like it was like bad traffic. Bayley's going good, making good time, and then all of a sudden, poem. Bang.
Yeah. I feel like they really should have given it less time. That could have been tightened up a great deal to be a much more powerful message. That Charlotte's like, oh, you know, LOL, you're a mark, you know, just because you're a fan of the business doesn't mean you were meant for this business.
Yeah, we all know what's going to happen at Rumble. So.
You know what? On the other hand, I feel like too much time given to women is way significantly better than no time at all. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I'm glad they're getting the time. I'm just saying with this segment, I really think they should have tightened it up a little bit.
No, I agree. It did get awkward at points, but at the same time, like Bayley is still pretty fresh out of her NXT years, and she was never the best promo to begin with, so.
No, just one of the best in-ring workers.
Oh, yeah, she can make anybody look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bayley's good in the ring, and she's said it on multiple occasions that she might not be good on the mic, but because she was originally getting help from a man that was a legend on the mic with Dusty Rhodes, but...
Her and many others, I'm sure, so...
Oh, yeah. And speaking of the departed, we did have the sad news that Jimmy Superfly Snuka has shuffled off the mortal coil, leaving a lot of questions unanswered, including, mostly over the weekend, was WWE going to do anything? Was it proper? Was it, you know, was it a good idea, bad idea, that if they, you know, were they going to just do the placard at the beginning of the show? We got a placard and a video package.
I think they did just enough, pretty much.
I think since the whole court case was pretty much getting dropped because of his, that he was, you know, mentally unable to stand trial. Hell, he was physically unable to stand trial. It was stomach cancer, right?
Yeah, he was dying anyway.
And I've said it more than once on this show, he was going to die before that trial was going to finish, so it really wasn't going to matter. I mean, that's not closure for the other family. I understand that, but this is a guy who went out in one of the most horrible ways, dying of cancer. Fuck cancer. I just hope this means...
my grandfather when I was 7, so...
Yeah. And it's,
yeah, I lost one of mine at an early age too.
So, and it's tried to grab a couple. It's grabbed a few people I know and a few close friends of my parents. So, hopefully, this means that Tamina, who I understand, I had last heard was healthy and was ready to be reintroduced, can get back out there without any, you know, without a cloud hanging over her head. In the sense of this whole trial thing.
Yeah, I think she was hurt. She was hurt too.
Yeah, I know she was hurt. But I also thought that the trial was another reason they were keeping her off TV.
Probably so.
So, hopefully they'll be able to go forward trying not to exploit Superfly.
All I know is if I see Tamina coming out in her, in like, leopard print stuff, I'm like, yeah, there's the exploitation right there.
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I mean, you know, I just hope it's nothing like 2006 with Eddie Guerrero.
Which, you know, I think if she has some leopard print in her costume, I think that's more tribute to her father than exploitation. I mean, if she comes out wrestling barefoot in a leopard print bikini, okay, now we got to talk.
Yeah, or if they used her father's death in a promo. Like they did with Charlotte and Paige.
And
with
I can
Batista
throw
and Ray, yes.
I'll give you another one, or at least one very close to that we had this past week, and that was Ziggler Lawler.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get to this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say it right now, and I might get heat for this. I don't give a shit. But I hope to God what Jerry Lawler said was just him working, because Jerry, if you honest to God believe Dolph Ziggler was a contributing factor to you having a heart attack, you, sir, are a dickhead. And that's point-blank shooting.
Sure, it wasn't all the Popeyes they have you eat on camera, King.
Yeah, seriously. Even Lawler didn't take his heart attack all that seriously. I remember a picture shortly after he had surgery. He was sitting there with this beautiful steak dinner in front of him, flipping off the camera.
I feel like it was good.
No, it's storyline at best.
Yeah,
but
I think we'll...
why? Let's be brutally honest. Like, King is not getting back in the ring. If he does, like I said, he's an idiot.
No, they won't let him.
No, they're not going to let him. I'm surprised that he even took a super kick.
I'm surprised he was out there in gear.
Yeah, a well-placed super kick to the chest, no less.
I mean, I feel like Ziggler's the kind of guy who'll be able to pull back the kick just before impact.
Yeah, but I think...
Go ahead.
No, please.
I still think that's a... I get why it was done. I just think it's in kind of bad taste when it's not going to lead anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I wanted to talk about when we got to this point.
Yeah.
Ever since the Remember back a couple of years ago with the whole Sting and Survivor Series thing and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler's pretty much been in limbo ever since that angle.
Yeah.
And I think it's been long overdue to switch his character up finally.
The trick is now, is it too late?
It might be. This is a guy who I thought was leaving several times last year.
And just the general crowd ambivalence to this change of character, really.
Well, it's not like, let's be honest, it's not like Ziggler has done anything so far that is like mega heel worthy. He beat the crap out of Kalisto. Whoop-de-doo. Kalisto's a company punching bag. He beat up Apollo Crews. No offense to Apollo, but he's been irrelevant since last year. And now he super kicks Lawler, which, yeah, is most likely going to get him some heat, especially with Lawler going on Talking Smack saying that he blames Ziggler for his heart attack. That might get him a bit of heat, but until he, like, you know, like screws over one of the champions or wins the WWE title himself, possibly in the Elimination Chamber, I don't see this going much.
Okay. Whose microwave's malfunctioning?
Sounds like a machine backing up, actually.
Sorry, I'm just locking up. Can you hear me now?
That's the money truck backing up for when Ziggler becomes WWE champion. That's just
okay.
I'll believe that when and if he actually gets the belt. You mentioned Chamber. That's going to be a SmackDown vehicle, and so supposedly down the road is Money in the Bank. So
that sounds about right.
So, but what worries me the most about this is just the fact that they've had so much trouble doing anything with Ziggler over the last couple of years that Lawler's comment deliberately stating, Ziggler, you're a loser, could be a kiss of death.
Well, he's not wrong.
Right, but it's one of those things. Do you remember when Austin tore up Lance Storm and called him boring?
Boring, yeah.
Vividly, yes.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We got the friggin' dancing gimmick directly after that.
Yeah, and the tag team with Goldust.
Yeah, it's like, somebody give me a little wave. It's like, oh, stop!
So, yeah, I don't, you know.
He wasn't there much longer after that angle either.
That's what I mean.
I think in Storm's case, he wanted to leave full-time schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much focus on running a school, which is what he's done now the last 13 years.
Right.
Not to mention now jumping on the podcast train recently, too.
Yeah, and every now and again his phone rings for a gig, and sometimes, depending on circumstances, he might take it, he might not.
Depending on who it is, yeah.
Right. I understand what they were trying to do. This was something to try to generate crazy-ass heat for Ziggler.
In Memphis, I think this was a big miss.
Which, you know, if you look, you know, in Memphis, if you look the wrong way at Lawler, people throw shit at you. That's not what I was feeling from this crowd.
More mass confusion or anything. Just like when we had the Natalya heel turn, like, huh?
Yeah. And the, you know, that whole situation, the whole thing with Natalya is just bugging me.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit over here watching Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss and La Luchadora.
Yes. This was something else I wanted to get to. Because there was a story that came out.
Do tell me this story, Mr. Chenier.
A certain someone who's been on the shelf for a while, as long as some other people have, put an interesting comment out on social media this past week. Wasn't me or even Marie supposed to be La Luchadora? Hi, Summer Rae, looking at you.
Hmm.
Something must have happened because the person who was playing the part, of course, has been, I think, on the Indies and TNA recently.
Okay.
I forget her name off the top of my head, but then...
Diana LaPruzzo?
Yeah, something like that. But then in the WWE had thought, oh, we got Mickie James back. Let's stick her there.
It's money. It's an attention grabber. It's a lovely surprise.
Kind of weird to me, though.
Well, here's my other joke. You know, all of her stalking abilities came in handy with the Luchadora character.
Oh, jeez. Going back to 2005, are we?
She's not going to start making a shrine of Alexa Bliss, is she?
No.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
Not in this era of wrestling on there.
If Mickie James does a Donald Trump quote this season, we'll be like, yep, it's definitely 2005 again.
I don't think I honestly think that's not how this is going to work. I think Mickie James is helping Alexa Bliss in the hopes of, you know, this is just going to be part of some great big gambit that's going to put the belt on Mickie.
Oh yeah, they got to stick it on her at least once.
She needs a thank you run.
Yeah, she's late 30s now.
Correction. She needs an apology run.
Oh yeah, of course.
That woman took the Piggy James angle, took it like a champion, and then went off into the sunset. She needs an apology run, you MFers.
A nice woman too. Very nice lady.
She is. She's wonderful. I had the opportunity to meet her.
I went to a
meet and greet in OVW.
And it was a TNA house show in 2012 here.
I just remember that she was late, so we were all getting kind of worried. So she comes in and she's, oh my god, I feel like such an asshole. I'll be out in 5 minutes. Let me just, you know, I just pulled in. I got to go to the bathroom. But she's awesome.
Gotta go right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you can run it, I have high respect for any woman that can run in high heeled shoes. But no, she deserves something. And you're right, an apology run would be very, very nice. And she would be fun to have somebody for the women to chase as a champion.
And this continues the trend of WWE's recent pickups. All folks in their late 30s. You notice mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
I mean, AJ's what, 39? So are the likes of Joe and Bobby Roode close to 40?
Yeah.
Mickey's 37. And Austin Aries up there too.
Yeah, Austin's in nearly 40 mark, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a recent trend, though, you see.
Yeah, but I think because we're getting close to WrestleMania season, I think Vince is just hiring all the money cards at the moment.
Let's see, all Aries is 38. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Vince is hiring.
Okay, sorry.
I was saying, Vince is hiring all the money people right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shotgun?
I was going to say, you put an Ed Leslie in there, and they've basically become 90s WCW.
Oh, God.
I honestly don't think they'll pick him up.
No. He's too roided up to even come back.
No, if I see Triple H coming out in a blonde wig set to the name Terror Rising, then I'll be worried.
I'd laugh.
Or the Giant.
Holy crap. Can we talk about this, please?
Jesus.
Yeah, the dude's lost weight even less than his 95 weight, I think.
Yeah, and this he's in shape. This dude's got definition. Somebody that big should not have abs. But I've seen the pictures, and I'm like, well.
He's easily under 400 pounds.
That is the most shredded giant I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'll go as far as to say he looks that, if he still looks that damn good, man, he needs at least one more run. Just one.
What
he's putting that much, he's putting that much effort, give him a run.
Yeah, he's trying to extend his life beyond wrestling, what he's doing.
That, I think that's more what he's going for.
44 here. Now, and the first time you ever seen a six pack of abs from the dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you get rid of all the tobacco finally, in both forms, and then boom, get to work. You lose a bunch of weight and you develop a fucking ab.
Yeah.
Set up. There you go.
Like that.
Boom.
Even semi trucks drove past this man and said, "Damn."
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, Big Show's doing a lot just to have a match with Shaquille O'Neal.
403? Okay. 1 second.
All I can say is I hope this match does not suck.
If he's putting
that much effort into it, it probably won't.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to make sure it won't.
Yeah, he'll carry Shaq.
All he needs to do is just trim the beard a bit. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Man Mountain Beard's got to...
The Man Mountain Beard does not work on him. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. No, if we're going to have somebody with a Man Mountain Beard, leave it on Strowman.
Jesus.
Who, with his hair down and in civvies, it looks a whole lot like Hillbilly Jim.
By the way, he recently had to confirm he wasn't dead.
What?
Yeah, he was part of... He had a death hoax on him.
Oh, for crying out. First of all, what were they using for the... What did they say the means was in the hoax? Do we know?
Car accident, death. This was back before the year started. Right after Christmas, this came out. Source is the FTW portion of the USA Today. There you go.
That's the Big Show.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Braun Strowman.
I thought you said Strowman.
No, sir. No, ma'am.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Talking about show.
But, yeah. And by the way, Strowman is still killing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you brought up the death hoax thing, we thought you were talking about Strowman. I'm like, no, you say that about his victims, not about him.
Hi, Sami Zayn.
And props to you, Sammy, for trying to get into the Shield.
No.
Mm-mm. I saw a friggin' meme for that. Oh, my God.
It was just priceless, too, because he'd spent the whole segment blathering and strategizing and plotting and getting all this out there, and Roman's looking at him like he's nuts, and Rollins is like, you know, calm down. We've got this.
It's like Fanboy Central is what it was.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that kind of...
No, go ahead. What do you got, Shotgun?
I kind of hated the segment. I mean, okay, so we got this survival story with Sami Zayn, right? With Braun Strowman, right? And I kind of dig it. I dig it okay. I like a good underdog story.
Okay.
Here, Sami Zayn looks like the biggest geek. And maybe that's what they were going for, but I don't know. I find it much harder to take him seriously after that. Although Roman's line at the end was very well delivered.
This guy's crazier than Ambrose.
Speaking of Ambrose.
Yes, can we speak about Ambrose?
I know y'all don't watch Total Divas, unlike me, but yeah, you see a more weirder side of Ambrose on Total Divas.
Whoa! You can't say it was. It's weird. I mean, I just see that. I mean, it's weird seeing a romantic side of Dean Ambrose. That's not normal. but I wouldn't exactly call romantic weird.
I tell you what, if you haven't been watching this past season, I tell you what, Renee being added to the cast has actually been pretty interesting. She can rip people with the best of them.
Oh, yeah, what she did this past week for Lana's...
Yeah.
What a What a bitch.
My brain does not compute, does not compute, does not compute. That hurts.
Okay, put it to you this way, Nikki. Renee Young.
Yes.
Went to Las Vegas with Lana and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a beautiful rib on, like a very long rib on Lana and Rusev, and like pretty much invited strangers over to their desk, over to their table.
Play different parts.
What?
It was to play different parts. It was a guy who was in a wheelchair as a fan, mm-hmm. coming up to Rusev. Then they had a crazy girl, like acting like a cat in a pool. And then they had this other woman. Yeah, they had this other girl fighting with another girl or stuff like that.
That's messed up.
It's kind of hard to explain, but you just have to watch it.
Lana lost her shit at Rusev because she said, "Were you going to tell me that that woman wanted to hook up with you?" And he's like, and he just shook his head at her like, "No, that's crazy. Why would I tell you that?" I was like, "Oh, Rusev, big no-no, big no-no."
How many people are fans of that 70s show?
That 70s show. The only thing I remember from that 70s show is Burn. That's it.
I will say this much. Oh, Rusev.
Exactly.
Yeah, watch Fox try to bring that one back. Everybody else is bringing other shows back. Good God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know I heard about Will and Grace getting another 10 episodes. I'm like, why?
No, NBC. Bad NBC.
Hey, hang on. Will and Grace wasn't the worst show that you could bring back for NBC. Thank you very much. I'm just saying why. You ended it perfectly. You don't need to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
In before they give Leno another talk show.
Oh, God. No. 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 No.
No, no, no. If you're going to watch a good show, work your way back over to the network and catch up with the new seasons of Ride Along.
First, James Ellsworth.
Ellsworth and Brian are absolute gold. For their trip.
But
I gotta catch up on that.
Just with that though, and I've got a question to ask with this, just around the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With shows like this though, does it sort of kill certain people's character when they do these type of ride-alongs? Because we heard from James Ellsworth, like James Ellsworth told secrets about those who were Rosebuds. Now, obviously, if you're an avid WWE fan, you know who were Rosebuds and who weren't. But there's a part of your mind that lets you forget those moments. So when, say, a wild Becky Lynch appears mm-hmm. in all her fiery red-headedness, you forget that she was a Rosebud. Until James Ellsworth repeats it and goes, yeah, Becky Lynch was a Rosebud. Braun Strowman was a Rosebud. Simon Gotch was a Rosebud. It's like, bad, James, bad. We forgot.
I hadn't forgotten. And in Simon Gotch's defense, he was wearing a period swimsuit and a fez.
Oh, Jesus.
And an Aladdin hat, yes. Oh, God.
But see, that doesn't bother me as much because I'm also one of the dorks who goes back and, you know, when somebody says, oh, so-and-so actually did this. So, for example, I came across a thing earlier where they were talking about Cesaro and Sheamus as extras in various other shows. Sheamus was a security guard in a DX segment.
Mm.
In fact, yeah, Barrett was there too.
Yeah, sure. Sheamus, Barrett, and Cesaro was a security guard for, what segment was it? It was like a,
was this a 2009 run?
No, this was the 06 run. Barrett and Sheamus were security guards. They were the ones they threw DX out of the 02.
Oh, okay.
This was the same night that HBK had to go to Crime Time to get tickets to get back in the building.
Oh, I'll have to find that.
I speak.
I think God. Network put that up recently.
Yeah, that should be out there.
I'll have to look it up.
Also, but yeah, at one point, so was EC3.
EC3, yeah, him too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, and the whole blow up we had last week about Ty Dillinger, Gavin Spears, Stan.
Hey, I'm still recovering from that, okay? Give me a break.
Whole blow up.
Okay, I lost my shit, okay? Like, Gavin Spears, I knew, but I didn't know that was Ty Dillinger.
Oh.
Now, the fact that Ty Dillinger was Gavin Spears and Stan, the man that I saw get his head kicked off, and I'm like, I just kicked Stan. I'm like, really? I was a bit more livid than that, but yeah, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
If I had the soundboard, I would have been playing the next part of that. Calm down, Sean. Calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. I don't want people telling me that I'm not controversial. Super kick, super kick.
Something else I got to find on the network. Get better sound bites of that, too.
Yes.
It's just a matter of free time, which I ain't got no more for some reason.
It happens.
But as we'll get to later, I will tell you why that might change a little bit. I can finally get some of this shit done.
Actually, guys.
What's up?
I have to pull out from here because I got to go take the train home.
Oh, no. You get moving, man. Get moving, man.
Get your butt home safely.
Yeah. Get home in one piece, man.
All right. Try later. Not to, I don't know, die. Oh, God.
Please don't die.
It's not me you got to worry about.
Okay.
Night, Shotgun.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Shotgun joining us, of course, from the New York City market. By the way, poor guy was still at work doing this show, so there you go.
Let's see. Ooh, why did I leave that out? Shame on me.
The last thing on the list?
Well, that too, I just realized that I didn't have on my list one of the bright spots of 205 Live.
Mm-hmm.
Where we enjoyed more wonderful stuff with Jack Gallagher and Arya Daivari in an eye forfeit match, which was a fun and silly little affair. And that William I and William II gave their lives to ensure Gallagher's victory. Two umbrellas were harmed in the making of this match.
Poor Daivari. It's going to suck being Sean's little brother.
It's like, I've got a name to uphold. Yeah, you just took a hammerlock submission with an umbrella.
Mm-mm-mm. Doofuses.
Yes, they are.
But referring to the last part of on the list here, now I wonder, had this great thing not have happened, would we have seen a Trish Stratus under La Luchadora?
I'm gonna say no.
No.
The fact that she just welcomed her second child into the world, I think she's got enough to deal with. Let's see if I can find it on my feed.
Looks 15 years younger than what she actually is, for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's kept in good shape since.
Named her Madison Patricia, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It was a girl, yes. So now she has one of each.
So she has a wonderful daughter, and even her son is very happy to be a brother.
Mm-hmm.
So in 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get Stratus faction in both the men and women's division.
Jesus.
If Max Stratus turns out as hot as Trish is, no homo,
No comment. I'm going this way.
Woo! Which way are you going, sir?
Away from that topic. Did we have anything else to discuss?
I didn't have anything else on. I really didn't have anything else on the list because, I mean, right now we're in a holding pattern leading up to the Rumble, and we had a lot of people declare, and we've got some interesting cases in the fact that the Wyatt family will all be in it.
Yeah, they're split. They're teasing the split again.
Didn't
they do the a match with Orton and
They'll do a match with Orton and Harper next
Harper,
week.
Harper, yeah.
I'll say that
Bray was actually brilliant with his Talking Smack segment with that.
Mm-hmm.
Was Renee questioned him and said, "Why would you put two of your family members into that match with each other?" It's like, "Well, you clearly don't have brothers, do you?" It's like, you put the best way to solve brotherly feuds is to put them in the most violent situation possible, and that's what I've done here.
Okay, looking at the card here, we got so far four matches plus the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday they expanded to 4 hours.
Ugh.
So yeah, for those who do the live cap with me Sunday, oh god. Next Sunday, rather.
I'll be a question mark at this point.
Yeah, we're still under contract to do these damn things every big four show.
Right. I might have something else on the calendar. I've got to double check this.
We might kind of change that for the upcoming, maybe after Mania. We might not, you know, I don't know. Definitely for Mania 34, I won't be doing it because I'll be at the damn event.
Right.
We'll see.
I'll do a live cap with you. I just gotta get my subscription back up and running so I can watch the damn thing.
So far we got Swan and Neville, we got Charlotte and Bailey, Styles and Cena, and Owens and Reigns, and then of course the Rumble match.
Which, like I said, we've got a bunch of people. The Wyatt family are all in it. The New Day are all in it.
Sure. Ambrose, Taker.
Yay. Yes.
Cesaro and Sheamus. Mm-hmm. Ziggler, Miz. Seth Rollins in, Corbin's in, Strowman in, Jericho in, and of course Lesnar and Goldberg.
Which will cancel each other out.
Right.
And whoever Speaking eliminates
of Goldberg.
The yes, what about our monster?
There's reports out they say they might give him an extra bonus pay-per-view match for Fastlane without Lesnar. Have maybe like a warm-up or something.
Ooh.
Goldberg against who? I don't know.
Ooh. I could be really snarky and say Jericho.
It depends on who eliminates him, I guess.
Yeah. And I think that they're going to do the same thing with Taker. Whoever eliminates Taker. And my money's on Corbin.
Well, Taker technically is a Raw guy for this little run.
Yeah, but he's made it clear that it doesn't matter. He's not contracted to anybody. So we'll see.
Let's look at the calendar real quick before we split here.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, yeah, we have the TakeOver. Of course, now that's become commonplace. The night before, you have the TakeOvers in a smaller venue. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to fit that when I go for Mania. We'll see. That's a question mark. I don't know.
All right.
Even though I will be having a rental car, going back-to-back days, I don't know if I can. We'll see.
Right.
So let's see. Rumble, yes. Elimination Chamber, you said, is a SmackDown event.
Yes.
Fastlane is the Raw event. That's the March 5th for Fastlane. February 12th for Elimination Chamber. So far, only confirmed Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series are the pay-per-views confirmed for this year.
Mm-hmm.
With the TakeOvers as well.
Right.
So, I don't know. What they should do now that they're split again, instead of these, like, specific pay-per-views like Money in the Bank and TLC. Maybe bring back some of the older names or go with something completely different.
Come up with a couple of new titles for sure.
Yeah. Don't just...
Return of Capital Punishment.
Or bragging rights. Good God.
Now, supposedly, that would be even more relevant, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if it was, a Raw pay-per-view. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I was at WrestleMania 23.
Oh, yeah, the Hardys, no new deals with TNA. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's the mandatory TNA news. The Hardys have still not signed new deals with TNA, even though they have two options in front of them, in which both contracts state that they can, that they've got full creative control over their characters. It's just the outside of TNA wrestling events. One contract says they have complete control over their events. The other one says TNA will decide what events they can go to.
Ooh.
Yeah. All I got to say is simply this. Delete.
But Vince is still chasing them. He wants them.
In their 40s, I don't know about that.
Even if go ahead.
Jeff will be 40 this year.
I don't know about Jeff, but I have a feeling that Matt will make them a package deal, but he mainly just wants broken Matt for the whole gimmick.
Brother Nero!
But to be honest,
Jeff turns 40 in August.
You know, if you're gonna go after A. Hardy, you're gonna end up getting them both. And frankly, with the broken Matt Hardy character, I think they should test him first.
Oh yeah.
Well, the only way WWE is getting Matt Hardy is if one, it's on a part-timer's deal. And two, they give him full creative control. That, to me, is what is holding Matt Hardy back from signing with WWE. He wants full creative control over his character.
Then WWE will not give him that. I can tell you that.
Yeah, he wants the Hulk Hogan treatment. They don't work this time, this day age.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
I can see why Matt wants that is because he's taken a gimmick everyone thought would flop and he's made it the hottest commodity.
It's
practically saved TNA's life. But yeah, I do agree. I don't think Vince would ever go for it. Triple H, if Triple H was in charge, maybe. Because he knows where wrestlers are coming from. But Vince is all about that money, money, money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of the evil boss, seeing as that we've just had the UK tournament just done, looks like we have a women's tournament in the works, ladies and gentlemen.
We'd heard whispers of that a couple of months ago. I think they're actually going to go through with it and start digging around for other female talent, and hopefully, let's get some. We need some more gals.
Yes, and I've already gone on Twitter and put one of my friends who's an Australian women's wrestler up for it. I even tweeted Triple H myself and said, "Hey, at WWE Universe Triple H, sign at Nikki Nitro. She's ready. Do it."
Well, he might not get it because right now him and Steph are at the are going to be at the inauguration.
Damn.
So, Jesus.
It just popped up on Steph's Instagram.
Oh, God.
Yeah, along with the rest of the McMahons. Of course.
Well, they have to be there because Linda's Trump's...
Small business administration. Business
administration, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say tomorrow will be an interesting day in American history, so... I'll just sit back and remain on the neutral side. Just see what the hell happens.
Me too. I'm gonna have my feet up and maybe the television on.
TV will be on at work, and this I'll just have to catch it there. So, I think
I think we're done here.
Yeah, there's really nothing to plug because I'll be quite brutally honest. This, even though this show's getting somewhat regularly updated, the whole damn process is in shambles right now. Too much shit going on with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, happily say for Jim, who's been dealing with health problems for over 7 months now, they finally got it right in the state of New Jersey to where he's been needing some more hands-on help, and they finally got it for him. It sucked that it took this long to get it for him.
Right.
So he's finally getting some more hands-on help. They call it a rehab hospital, a physical rehab hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He's just been so weak because he hasn't really moved much since that sickness.
Right. He's been more or less bedridden.
Bedridden, pretty much, yeah. That affects you. I mean, my grandma's, not to get too personal, but my grandma's pretty much bedridden herself. Doesn't move much at all without help. So Jim's going to have to learn to go at it on his own again, and this is going to help, I hope.
I think it will. I think it will. He's got, he's got the support of everybody here at the NAWC.
Everyone here at Spectrum One, yes.
And, we want him to come back. I want him to come back with a smile on his face. Because I know he still knows how to smile. I know it's in there somewhere.
So pretty much not really going to plug anything because, like I said, everything's in shambles right now. I do know that when Jason's done with the temp work he's been doing, him and Brian will be doing Pixel Nation. They'll return for Season 6. Next week, a switch is happening in March, and they're going to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to do it this past weekend, but Jason got the Tim job and some other stuff that happened, which we won't get into out of respect for him.
Right.
He will be back in the fold with us next week. He'll be back with us next time we do the show for Pick'ems. Hopefully we have more than just us tonight. We'll see. Like I said, it's just been in shambles for everybody the last, almost a whole year.
Yeah, we've all had our messes to clean up, and things are looking better on my end, too.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Hopefully, things will get sorted out on your end, Carl.
I'm working on it.
And you got a mess over there, Shane?
Other than the fact that we've got a female version of Donald Trump now.
Ivanka?
No. Her name is Pauline Hanson, but we'll save that for another time.
Yeah, I think we will.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have anything to promote because paper review's on hiatus till we get our shit together. But the show is not going to go away.
No, we'll get it up somehow.
And no pressure, Carl. Seriously.
I should have this all... We should be all caught up by the time we end this week. Don't worry. And just in time for Pick'ems next week.
Yep.
You got your football on this weekend, your championship finals. Do you go like me and go with a... potential Super Bowl rematch, or do you go with another Super Bowl rematch? I don't know. Depends on how far back you want to go.
Well, it's, how's the booking?
Well, if people want to book it, they would pit a first-time matchup with Atlanta and Pittsburgh, but that ain't going to happen.
No, it's not. Which is a shame, because Julio Jones deserves to be in a Super Bowl.
I will leave that comment to myself. Okay, good night, everybody.
So, for Carl Chenier, for Bad News Beeman, for the poor schmuck named Shotgun who has to travel the streets of New York by himself, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in. We will be back. You've been warned. Good night, all.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.